Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, there you go. I'm live. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilah ilah illallah. Ashadu ilah ni Muhammad Rasulullah. Ramadan Mubarak. Bismillah, with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. All praise are due to Allah, the Lord, cherished, and sustainer of all worlds. Most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all be. We only bear witness and we testify there is no God but one God. Proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. And we also all bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, was the seal of the Prophet, who have taught us all these good understanding on how we should operate this life, especially during this month of Ramadan, where we've been blessed to know that all of the prophets were born, all the revelation came the same way, coming in the month of Ramadan. So we thank Allah for all he has kept and all he has revealed to us. So we know our religion. We know a lot more about our religion than most people know about theirs. So we thank Allah for all this good information. We say Ramadan Mubarak. Blessed Ramadan to everybody who participates in this fast, where we fast for 29 to 30 days, asking Allah to protect us and guide us and bless us to stay in this spirit of Ramadan fasting during this month, praying, reading, getting to know ourselves better. This time of year when bread tastes like steak and water is so delicious to you that you can almost smell it. So we pray, thank Allah for showing us how important the simple things are and how tasty they are and what a great taste they get during this time of year. So we thank Allah for this Ramadan and fasting. We thank Allah for blessing us to be Muslim, being the best, being upright, following his instruction that he has given us through his scriptures. So we in the ninth of Rock Talk Radio Station. We have been off for a little while because we have been observing the Ramadan. And now we done got past the first 10 days. Now we can really get back to work on propagating this religion through this Block Talk radio station. And that's why we're here, to promote all the good that Allah has blessed us with. And we thank Allah, we can't thank him enough, for Imam Warshuddin Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sister Clara Muhammad, all these great people that we don't have time to name all of them. It's so many of them who caused us to be in the position that we are in now with the help of Allah. So we thank you for joining us. We hope that what we said tonight be some benefit to you and to us, that we are here to bring about the consciousness of understanding that we was created by the one God, and that one God do not die. He live forever. So we have opened our talk show up. And now we're going to open up with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. We first said in the Arabic language, the beautiful language that he was giving to us in. Then we'll come back and say it in the English translation. Who will they say, Tongue Rajin? Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we'll be like me. Al-Rahman, Rahim. Man, be omiti. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Hadina sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladina an'amta alayhim. Lord, we may do believe. Adore. Nothing. Okay, I wait. No, you said something. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you again. I don't think I said it in the English language. With who will they say, Tom Rakeem, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Oh Allah, the Lord is this most excellent call of this prayer that we offer. Please bestow on Muhammad many greatness. Please elevate Muhammad to the most exalted place where thou hast promised him, and thou never break it down. Amen. And not of those who wrath was brought down, and none of those who go astray. Amen. So at the top of the hour, 8, we will be breaking for fast for about 10 minutes. And we will be breaking for breaking our fast. We know that that's the rule. When the time to break the fast, don't hesitate. Break the fast. And right now, it's not sunny in Atlanta. The clouds is over the sun. So it's been like that all day. It's been raining early this morning. So Allah is cleansing the earth. We understand that what's going on in New York, and Donald Trump has been summoned to come to court. And these ignorant people that follow him can't see nothing he done wrong. And ain't that something? They can see any of us. But they can't see nothing this man done wrong. That show how evil and wicked the people have become. Not hiding behind closed doors, but out in the open. They are wicked. And man don't broke the law. And anytime that you break the law comes and try to break you. When those 5 or 6 boys was in the park and that Caucasian woman got raped, Donald Trump was still holding, saying, kill those guys. But they found them guys that found out that they didn't do that. So they found them innocent and they turned them loose. He not one time apologized for what he tried to do or what he thought they did. He thought they were guilty because of who they were. So, but now he been proven to be a guilty person. And they're not saying nothing to him. They're not blaming him. They're not saying to him, not doing it. But so, the one who cried wolf or said that he hasn't done anything, soon as the truth come out, soon as the evidence came out, this is when they found the man guilty. And that's something. But people are supposed to be Muslims. Love this man. They love him so much they don't see nothing that he has done or he can do that is wrong. He don't see nothing. And those people get mad at you for bringing that up. And they be talking about forgiveness. Yeah, you supposed to give a man when he repents, if he asks for forgiveness, then you supposed to respect that. They ask for forgiveness, and we respect that as much. We respect the person that measure up to his guilt. He asked for forgiveness. He don't ask, he has to ask the creator of this creation or ask the people that got, they're charging him with the problem. Ask those people for forgiveness. I hope that any man change and mend their ways. But I don't see that coming out of arrogant Donald Trump. He been indicted. He paid off one of the hookers that he fooled with. If that had been me, there would have been no problem of what they doing. And this man had asked his followers to raise war. Some of them dumb enough to do it. But I don't understand the people. The people spoke when they didn't want him back in there a second time. They spoke, the people spoke. The voters spoke. They did not want him back in office. He should have never been in office. Him and Santas from Florida. They should never been in there. These people don't represent the best of America. They don't represent what is best. And they should never been in there. They got in there the first time, and they did what people do. They were wrong. So we believe our lives in charge. We believe that Allah moved this, been him from coming back a second time. This man sicked his father to attack the White House. This man did that. One person got killed. And many got injured breaking into the White House where all the news about this country stored and all the power this country have was in the White House. We make decisions for the White House. He didn't want the new president voted in. He wanted Mike Pence to not declare the election one read. He did all of that. And these people still love him. I'm telling what the Quran said. When Allah choose to punish somebody and you get in the way, you're going to get some of it too. Or you a disbeliever? Are you a failed believer? Or you don't want to believe? So all praise are due to Allah. We have this Black Talk Radio Station for one reason. That's to help get these images out of the world that betray the creator of this creation. No man can portray and be genuine serious about his God coming in image. Yeah, I was looking at some Farrakhan say, call himself a little God. A little black God. He know better. But he gonna have his day in court of Allah too. All of us are. All of us, often returning, pray that Allah be most merciful to us. But we're living in some tough times. It is a matter of time. We're living in the weather is speaking to America. What is it saying? It says your time is up. That is what the weather is saying. Every time it rains, in most of them bad states, Texas, New Orleans, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, in part of Georgia, all them places is seeing a whole lot of problems. And the problem is, that nobody wants to worship Allah in spirit and truth. Nobody wants to be obedient and obey Allah. Aretha Franklin wrote a song, A Natural Woman. And these homosexuals got mad at him. Mad at the truth. He's saying natural woman, and they can't be a natural woman because they cannot have a baby. Well, somebody said, well, they can adopt the baby. Yeah, you can destroy that baby once they adopt it. On the light to track and light repair. So I don't think that we should be letting homosexuals adopt babies. But they can. And the people that cause that, they have they're going to reach some of the problem too because they know better. You can't put a child in a homosexual environment and think that child going to come out being the child. He's going to be influenced by that homosexual lifestyle. Two men calling each other mama and dad. That's a sick picture. That is a sick picture to women. Being called the father, one of the women, and the father calling the women and call them girls, which ain't nothing but a male, being transferred into a so-called woman. Oh, they hate that song, Natural Woman. But it's understandable because if you love wrong more than you do right, that need to have whatever happened to you, Allah says in this one reading, that whatever happened to you, that you brought this on yourself. Because the warning went out. The warning is when in the story of Lot. But now the homosexual trying to hold their position and be alone their position by calling it part of the civil rights movement. And what they got, what's wrong with it, has nothing to do with civil rights. And that's all something to do with something wrong. But never do have anything, excuse me, to do with civil rights. We are embarking on human rights, what God gave us from birth. And that right is to be free, exercise our freedom, to own land. And I'm saying that we need especially need to be doing. But we have to have land. Renting a place is like playing Russian roulette. Because you don't know you're coming in to your job that the people ain't going to raise your rent, God. Come on in. So all praise and due to Allah. And Daya, You want to read anything tonight? Huh? Okay. Yeah, I know you want to say something because you told me. Okay. So, we thank Allah. We thank Allah. We are back again. I had some, I'm getting a card made with the Block Talk radio station on it. And on the one side, and the other side is the lifeline. These are the things that we want to keep running. Mosque is. Me and my wife send our money off today. Pay our due. Pay our for the section where I'm not taking. We send it off today. And that we have to support what we love. We have to support what we're going to support us. Mosque is doing the best it can with the little money that it's receiving, because now the money going so many different ways. Everybody having a this and that, trying to take away a knowing they're taking away. Okay. Alhamdulillah. For anybody else would like to say anything, all you got to do is match one like those and come into the queue, and we'll set your mic on. Because this is Ramadan. We have to have that good spirit and, you know, celebrate Ramadan and all the reading and all praise are due to Allah. I ain't got to catch up. I'm right there every day listening to the Lifeline. Though I am enjoying myself. Is it better than ice cream? Is it better than some watermelons that you eat? Especially if you eat the watermelons that don't have no seeds in it. I mean, you eat the watermelon that got no seeds in it, you ain't eating nothing. And most of the people, they was on the radio the other day talking about they do not eat none of the vegetable stuff from America because of the kids. They were making fun of our country. These Europeans, they don't eat none of this food. So they had a pizza, and they messed around and had a pizza from America. And, boy, he messed up their taste buds. They don't have another pizza from America. So we on the right track as Muslims, because nobody better than the Muslim. Nobody. Because we eat what Allah instructed us to eat, and then we eat those things that are lawful to us from Allah. So nobody better than us. So nobody really focus on eating the best food. But we are afraid to be so alone. So we're going to get rid of these images, and that's what we want to do. We're out on the streets Sunday, and yesterday we went out, and I think we went out Friday. Speaking on the image, speaking about what psychological damage that this image has on the world of, we said, worldly people. And not just African-American, Caucasian, but all the people of the world have the same problem with their image. And that's why God said, don't make me a main problem. Then it's about to come in. All right, boss. So we're here tonight, and you can have somebody do one say something. We have Brother Rakeem Bashir from Arcata, Georgia. Brother Bashir, Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak.
Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak, and Ramadan Mubarak to all the believers across the globe, the world. And assalamu alaikum to every servant of God Almighty, Lord and Cherisher, the sustainer of all the world and all systems of knowledge.
You got it.
We know that I'm only going to talk for a short period. Get ready to break my fast.
Yes, me too. Oh, yeah.
But we know that Allah created us to be servants. And the first service that we must identify is to be served, to show service to our maker, our creator, the one who have made us and fashioned us. And he tells us through his scriptures and his words, through his chapters in the Quran or in previous scriptures, he tells us enough to know so that we can identify on who the Almighty God Allah is. And he does that for that particular reason, so that we can show gratitude and we can show our first service towards our Lord, Rabbil Alameen, Lord of all worlds. The second is to be appreciative of the order that he have made and the guidance he have gave to us out of the mercy he have given us. And it should be to Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should send salutation and prayers. And the best of us, men and women, are the ones who are in the path of righteousness. And the best of us are the ones like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best of us. And we should serve each other, meaning our parents, our mothers, our family, our brothers and our sisters. We should serve each other and help each other. And we should utilize what the guidance that Allah gave us to others. To others. No, Islam is not a forceful religion, but it's a religion that directs all men and women to Allah. And it should be advocated towards that goal of all humanity, of all humanity. We know that Islam is for everyone. It's for the whole world. For the whole world, if the whole world would just take a little bit of it, a little bit of Islam, and it can cultivate all of the world and make the world a better place and make America a great place, a great place. We come to realization that we have to build America. And we come to another realization that America cannot build its own without educating the people, we the people. You find with education, you find populations of community address the concern of humanitarian rights, not civil rights, but you find with education, you find that reform, from ignorance to intelligence. You find with education, you find also low crime. Also, you find with education, you find community life that is aggressive towards righteousness and race, as Almighty says, race towards righteousness. And you find such good people. And you find that we are the ones who make the laws, because we influence the lawmakers, the Congress and the representatives, the presidents. We put them in office. We should have a certain agenda before we put the politicians in office. And if they can't meet our demands of our agenda, we don't want them. This should be in the minds of all Americans. Doesn't matter Muslim, Christian, or Jew, or whatever you want to be, or your nationality. It should be a collective decision that's made towards the people to understand what and how America could grasp her into progress, to progress. We need to see this change. We need to see it. And the best of us should see it. The best of us. The best of us that God have guided. We see changes. We see different things. We see different things. We know that Satan is an attacker. Attack any man or woman by any scheme or the weakness of schemes. Satan is real weak. Real, real, real weak. And Satan have no power over us besides the power that we give. We give. But we see that politics have used Christianity to hide up under or to use to be exclusive. Islam promotes political positions as long as it's done in equality. It was an author out of Africa, and he did a speech. I can't remember his name at this moment, but he did a speech, and in his speech he said that the colonization of the world from Europe, oppression, that if you base religion upon Christianity towards the damage they have done, the world would not be successful. He said if you look towards Islam for the individual or for the nations, it would be the best religion for all people, for all people. And he also said that to reform a country and a continent must be reformed off of religion, tied back to the service of the Maker. I am Raqib. I thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum.
Adios. Okay, as anybody else, Malaysia, come right in. Thank you, Raqib. We'll be breaking in another 10 minutes, breaking away to break my fast. Well, you know, both the Russian break out fast. So we thank Allah for this home down fasting. It's with discipline in our life. It makes us be more aware of our responsibility to ourselves. If we can go 29, 30 days without eating, none during the daylight hours, sure a man can go all day without wine, without any substance put in their body. They're not natural, not good for them. But you have to be real. Can't be phony. You have to be genuine. So that's why this fast is for those who believe in the last days, believe in the revelation that we sit down to be. We believe. So hungry to love, where we go on the streets talking to the people, asking the people to come back to God. We're not here to put people together like you put it, but we come to ask them to come back and submit their will to do the will of God. Then you are saying that you're trying to be like Christ. Until you do that, you just spinning your wheel. You just saying something that makes sense. Don't make sense. This life was given us. It came on, and it will go out. Allah calls it to come on. And he will call it cut off. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. So we got our Muslim journal here. We got our Quran. Let me read something from our blessed book, Al Quran. Yeah, it's rainy weather. And we have to take them off the rain without the storm. I do believe in divine intervention. And I believe nothing happens without Allah's will. I believe that nothing goes on or happens without the will of Allah. So I believe that we are in what the prophets looking for and talked about, the judgment. And I believe that we are living in that day and time of the judgment. I'll read this quickly. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah 4. Ayat 148, 204, and the woman. Allah says in this great book, he said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah loves not that evil should be noticed abroad in the public speech, except where injustice has been done. For Allah is he who hears and knows all things, whether his public or good deed concerning it, or cover of evil with pardon. Verily, Allah does burn out sin. He has power in the judgment of value. Those who deny Allah and his messenger, and those who wish to separate Allah from his messenger, say, we believe in some, but reject others. And those who wish to take a course, a midway, They are in truth equally unbelievers, and we have prepared the unbeliever humility punishment. So surely Allah is speaking the truth. Nobody gets away with nothing. Nobody leave this earth or come in this earth without getting their judgment from Allah. And how you leave, you come in the world, you come in the world innocent. And you learn the right from wrong, and you love sometimes the wrong more than you do the right. So you are a victim of your own soul. You are gifted a ruin you also. Now Allah is notifying you in this book, this manual. He's letting you know there's no escape. Do right and live and enjoy the wonderful world that Almighty God has planted us in. So let's keep working with each other. Satan wants to divide and conquer. That's his job. Divide and conquer. You want to divide us on color, on economics, location. I guess that's why they got the zip code. So they know what people stay in, what zip code. I heard police say that they don't go in that zip code. It's too bad. Number problem. Nobody. They can't solve nothing. Now here's the police saying that. So they know what they know. When they make a bad community, they have put it together. they want a bad community, because in that bad community is the people they fish out to take to the prison and the jail. Satan plan and Allah plan, and Allah is the best of planners. So we here tonight trying to work this good plan of getting rid of the image so all people can start seeing each other as human beings. Until that image is moved and the truth is being told and the lies have been put out and extinguished, we're going to always continue to have these problems. Praise are due to Allah, Lord, Chair, Sustainer of all the world. I see that we have another one of our co-workers in has been here for a while, our brother Sujar. Sujar, would you like to share anything? I know you're going to, you like to share anything, brother Sujar? It's been a while. As-salamu alaykum, brother Sujar. You want to say anything? So all praises are due to Allah. Well, whenever you're ready to match one, I know we all going to get ready in a few minutes. And breaking our fast. I know it's almost time here to break our fast, so we're going to be ready to do that. And once we break our fast, and we'll be coming back in about 10 minutes and continue this Talk Talk radio station. It's so important. And a lot of people said they're coming on and they would be with us. They heard about the show and they want to join the Alhamdulillah. So we got the best minds here working this show, the help of Allah. And we're going to keep continuing this show up because it's making a difference, I believe. Because racism is a dead dog. And we're going to keep that dog dead as it can get. So we've been given this responsibility to lead the people back to the one God, all of us. And Christians, once they realize that what they've been given is making them a pagan, then they're going to be in a race to get back to one God theory too. Get back to that one creator. They're going to, once they realize they've been lied to, they're going to want to get back. Every show is going to be in a race for all that is good, because that's not a true religion that holds anything up as God. I seen Farrakhan on one of his pages on the internet talking about he's a little God. He's a little God now. You know he's losing it. Ain't no man God. No man can stop anything that God wants to happen. He better get out the way and stay out of the way of the Creator. So anybody would like to say anything? But we. Okay, my wife said she's going to come and read something while I break the fast. Yes. So all praise are due to Allah. We keep this Bible Talk radio station going because it means so much to so many people. And people are like, they don't understand that the image is wrong, and God never changed that. God said, don't make them. And we can explain all the problems that can be, you can incur from having an image up in the world. We know that's what the root cause of racism in the world comes from, that image. You know what race, right? Racism is is slowly going away. It got to reach to it got to reach where it's supposed to be at. There's no image at all. When it reached that, then you'll see a better world, a new world. And we people, when we talk about color, so you are Chinese or Japanese, we are human beings. All that is nothing but division. North, oh, you stay on the east side, I stay on the west side. Who brought that in? You a country boy, you a city boy. Who brought that in? You see, we know who brought it in. It was an evil source that brought that in. So let me, Brother raise his hand. Brother Sujah Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. As-salamu alaykum. Your mic is on.
Walaykum, walaykum, as-salam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I'm glad I made it back and praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. I thank Allah much. I would just like to say I also bear witness and testify that there is only one God. There's one creator. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet and messenger of Allah, is God's servant. We like to give all the the believers and the people online that is Christians and the believers, the greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You know, I just took that trip and came back and I got to jump right on it. I got to jump right back on it. You know, everything is real. I've seen a lot. You know, I see how this racism then affect our people, you know, and I see what needs to be done, but also Allah blessed me to see is that we as believers are striving to come together. We're striving to come together. It's that time. It's that time that we take charge of this post, you know, take charge of this post and all property that's in view. You know, it's our time. And as long as we wait and hold back, you know, well, we're gonna have to suffer. We gonna have to be influenced by Shaitan and Allah is the Lord of the world, not Shaitan. Allah is Lord of the world, and when He says it's our time, then we got to step up. We got to come willingly or unwillingly, but we got to move forward. You know. And the time that we on is God time. We not on Satan time. We not on Satan time. You know, Satan don't control nothing. The only thing he do is suggest and try to blackmail you. You know, that's the only thing that he does. You know, so we are thankful. For this opportunity, we in the month of Ramadan, and you know, you have to being a Muslim and doing dawah and things like I try to stay busy in, you know, you have opportunity to see a lot, and you do a whole lot of reading. You do a whole lot of reading. You see people, but you're able to read a whole lot, you know, on why they do a whole lot of things And why are we in this situation that we're in? And are we trying to get out of this situation? You know, are we just jiving? You know, you get a chance to see all that. You get a chance to see all that, and praise be to Allah. I know my son, he's anxious. He ready to move, you know, but he got to be patient. Things is on time. Things happen on time. They don't happen when we want it to happen. It happened when Allah allowed it to happen. You know, and that's what we had to realize. You know, praise be to Allah. I was with my daughter also. You know, she got that discipline. Praise be to Allah. The military definitely put that discipline in her. And she looking at things the same way. You know, things is changing. People want to unite. They want to get together. They don't have no problem. They not showing that they're having a problem with other people making money. I haven't seen like that was a problem. You know, you got other people talking about what they are doing and the businesses that they are going into and how they are trying to make money and that's what we should been doing. We should have been doing that, you know. But we got to support each other now. It's time for us to have some power. We got to have some power. And in having power, we got to be fair. We never have done this before. We never been in the situation that Allah is putting us in. We never been in this situation, you know, where we got 10 brothers or 10 sisters is making big money, billions of dollars, you know, and we are able to come together and do something big. You know, we never been in this situation before. You know, we've been suffering. We've been striving and living hard, you know, taking all kinds of mess. You know, that's what we've been going through. So we got to have patience with each other, and Allah's on time, and He's doing this the way that He want to do it. You know, Allah's doing this the way He want to do it. And it's happening. I can bear witness. I see the hand right on the wall. I see it happening. You know. So let's be ready. You know. Let's be ready. And we in this month of Ramadan, where we got the book of guidance. That we got an opportunity to read and study, you know. And we got to remember, application is more important than anything. Applying the knowledge is acting in a certain way and being in a certain way. That's important. If you ain't doing that, then you're seeing the same, you got the same problem. You know, we got to see what Prophet Muhammad seen. We got to see what Moses seen, and all the rest of them, and go through some things. We got to go through some things, and we can't make those things change us. Allah said that don't let them things that you go through make you swerve. You know, swerve from what? Swerve from justice. You know, some people become a devil. Some people become shaitan. You know, don't let it swerve, make you swerve from justice. We gonna go through it. We can go through it. We made for this. We made for this here. You know, and the blessing that Allah given us, we deserve it. We deserve it. Allah knows what we deserve. You know. So we are thankful to Allah. We pray that Allah bless all of us. We pray that Allah bless all of us. And we just got to hold fast to the rope of Islam. We ain't made it yet. We ain't made it. We haven't arrived. Allah will let us know when we arrive. We have a rush. Allah said that we're going to be tested and tried. So that's the way I'm looking at it. You know, we still going through a few tests, still been tried. And inshallah, we pray that Allah bless us with what we need. You know. Our community is dry. It's real dry. All our communities is real dry. You know, and few of us, you know, might have some money, but we can't be satisfied. We can't say we want for our brother what we want for ourselves. If just a few of us have some money. You know, a few of us have some money, but we all should have money. We all should be able to talk up and feel good and feel proud, you know, and say that I am somebody. You know, we all should be able to say that. I feel mighty bad me becoming a millionaire. And my brother and sister is still struggling. That'll be hard on me. That'll be super hard on me, you know. Because I know I want for my brother what I want for myself, you know. And I'm not gonna walk around here and doing good and my brother is suffering. I can't do that. Allah knows I can't do it. I pray to Allah that don't put that on me. Don't put that on. Don't give me no wealth. And my brothers and sisters is still struggling. You know. Yeah, I can't handle that. That's the one thing it'd be hard for me to handle. You know. But praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. We are fasting and a whole lot of people is benefiting from that fasting, you know. Praise be to Allah, and we just have to keep going. You know, I had to break my fast because I was traveling. I had to break my fast, you know, because Allah said that I can break my fast during the time of traveling. I had to do that. So alhamdulillah. Only thing, I made a mistake. I wasn't taking my medication the way I supposed to have been taking it early in the morning. Because when I was fasting, before I do my suhoor, after I do my suhoor, I take all my blood pressure pills. And my vitamins and everything, you know. But since I was able to eat at any time, which I wasn't eating a whole lot. But it was just an idea that I wasn't fasting, you know. So I'm back. We back on the fast. I got to make up about three or four days, and I'm going to make that up, alhamdulillah. I can do that anytime after the Ramadan, I can make those days up, and I'm gonna make them up. Praise be to Allah. You know. But I got a chance to see a few people's teaching, a few brothers teaching, and they just not teaching the way. It might be me. It might be me. It might be me. You know, I got to be patient. You know, until I can see what being produced, you know, till I can see something coming out of it, then I'm gonna be a little bit at ease, you know, I'm gonna be halfway patient and a little at ease, you know. So, alhamdulillah, yeah, it's time to break fast. So, give me one of them dates. So praise be to Allah. We thank Allah for this opportunity. I don't feel like I conveyed enough, but inshallah, I'm gonna stay on it. So I'm gonna turn it back over to Brother Akbar. I'm gonna break my fast and things, then I'm gonna get back on and do some more talking. So I came to you in peace.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Brother Tujar. Enjoyed that.
Yes, sir. And I call me back on in about 15 or 20 minutes, you know.
Yes, sir. Okay. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Okay.
About 15 or 20 minutes.
Rocky, you got anything else you want to say? Rocky. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Yes.
Rocky. You got your date.
Huh?
Okay. You said your prayer?
Hmm?
You said your prayer?
No, I
didn't
say
because
you didn't say
it. No. Okay, so alhamdulillah, we all got something to share. So all praise due to Allah. May thank you for staying busy, enjoying the fast and enjoying the believers. Man, I'm telling you, I don't know how people are making it in this world without a Muslim. I really don't know how they're doing it. Because the stuff, the things, the food is so expensive now. No matter how, when you buy that in the supermarket or you go to a restaurant, everything, the gas going up. And I don't know how you can have all them bad habits and be able to take care of those things. Somebody got the money. They talking about today that young people, they showing on the news what they call them in the parking lot making cockwheels, whatever you call it. Stepping on the gas and spinning around, putting lines in the parking lot. And the police ride up on them and bust them. Don't get all of them, but get some of them. And most of them, it's parents are paying for that muscle car, as they call supercar. And they're taking a lot of money out of their parents' pocket. Don't care who you is. You keep spending money on unnecessary stuff. And pretty soon, things that you have is necessary, somewhere it's going to break down. Because you had to pay the court all that money. Your child to act crazy with a car. And we know freedom is responsibility. Freedom ain't you go somewhere and sit in a bar and drink as much as you. That's not freedom. you go somewhere and talk the way you want to talk. It's not freedom. Freedom is responsibility. And some of the people got responsibility mixed up with, I'm 55 years old, 45, I'm grown, I do whatever I want to do. They got that mixed up with the age. You can be a 75-year-old fool, 125, a fool, but you're only wise, as the ma'am said, when you're going after the truth, when you're seeking to know what is right, when you put discipline in your life, when you make your life obey the good rules of this world. And like you said, well, I tried, Prophet Muhammad locked his in. And Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessings be upon him, locked his in up, meaning he was more in charge or control of this thing. Because if your gin get out, you're going to get loose. You're going to do things unnaturally. You're going to do things that unnecessary. But if you put your gin in check, you discipline your gin obey you, then you got some control over yourself. You will make less mistakes. You cause less problems in this world. So we say all pray, all good and all praises are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherished and sustainer of all worlds. There will never be anything or anyone or nothing deserved to be worshipped besides Allah, the Lord, the cherished and sustainer of all worlds. He never was a baby, and he never had a baby. He is the creator of babies. He the one who lied baby to exist. He is the one who lied baby to grow up to be men and women. So we say all praise are due to Allah for that. And thank Allah for choosing us to be a Muslim. One who submits his or her will to do the will of the one who gave us his life through his revelation. Thank Allah. I broke my fast. And I thank Allah for blessing with a beautiful fast today. I look forward for the one for tomorrow coming. Be the 12th day. We want to thank Allah. We want to thank him for giving us this beautiful life that we have. But we can never thank him enough. I'm going to go and get my charger. This phone, because my phone not going dead, it could go dead, but I'm going to get my charger, and it will take me a second to get it. And excuse me.
I'm alive. I broke my fast. I'm back.
Okay. I'm did it off. I'm getting my charge. You want to talk while I get my charge?
Yes, sir. I owe the Rahim and the Shaitan Rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, we, like Brother Akbar said, We should be fired up because we are Muslims. We in the best position. We're in the best position. We're able to call the peoples to God, call the peoples to the right path, you know, to worship, and be among those that is pioneers, that's starting this thing, that's kicking this thing off, that's getting it started. But we should be happy. Because that means that we're going to have some input in it. We're going to have some input in it. And we've been in this little country here in America a long time, and we haven't been recognized. There's few things that we've been recognized for what we've been doing. It's just a few things. They covered everything up and hid everything, you know. But now we got an opportunity to open everything up. All praises be to Allah. Allah said there's no other truth than his truth. We got the truth. Praises be to Allah. And that's how we walk. We walking with the truth. You know. I'm not going to try to give you some kind of deep understanding or deep meaning, some kind of deep concept or that you can't use it in your everyday life. You know, we need something that we're able to establish ourselves. We need to have that type of knowledge. We need to kick that around. We can get deep knowledge, but let's get knowledge and talk knowledge that will bring us together and have us standing up in unity and being recognized for the responsibility that Allah gave us, is given us. You know, we need to put that type of knowledge out. You know, knowledge that make people happy. Knowledge where people see that they gonna have an opportunity, that they can do it like everybody else is doing it. You know, that kind of knowledge. You know. Knowledge that our children gonna have a good future. Our grandchildren gonna have a good future, you know. That they gonna have opportunity to have share in this wealth here in America. That kind of knowledge. You know. But talking all that deep stuff, I'm not gonna do it. I'm sorry. You know. And Tariq say you're not gonna do it. You know, he's not gonna go into a whole lot of stuff that is just regurgitating. I'm regurgitating something, and nobody can apply it. Nobody can use it. And that which I'm regurgitating is causing division. It's dividing us up. No, I'm not gonna come that way. I'm gonna come at you straight. All praises due to Allah. I'm not the all-knowing. I'm not the all-wise. You know, everything is not coming from Shuja. Everything is not coming from me. I'm just repeating things that I read and things that I understanding I got from different brothers and sisters, from you all. That's the only thing I'm bringing for, you know. And I know what we've been striving for. I've been in this community over 50-some years. I know what we've been fighting and striving for. That's what I'm talking about. The things we've been striving for. We want to have some of this land to call our own. We want to establish a social center and places that we can congregate and come together at. Praises that our young children can compete and grow up, you know, to be what they want to be, you know, and where they can see that they got a share here in America,
They got a share of all this land here in America, you know. And we need to come together and try to deal with other peoples coming here and just taking over. We need to come together with that. But when we get power, praise be to Allah, when we get power, that's not going to happen. Because we gonna speak up. And when we say something, it going to mean something. People going to start jumping. And if they don't, if it don't, we going to have the power to set them down, you know. So alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah is the greatest, you know. There's nothing greater than Allah. Alhamdulillah, you know. So we keep our hope and worship and believe in Allah, then we gonna make it. We gonna make it. We can't have our hope and belief in nothing else. You know, the only thing that's gonna save us is Allah. And we apply the knowledge that we learn out of the Holy Quran, that we be just and we be fair. We practice righteousness. We don't lie and cheat and steal and scheme on each other. You know, we don't set each other up where we can rob each other. You know, try to get your money and my money, you know, and everybody else's money. I'm trying to get everybody money. No, we don't want that type of stuff. You know, Allah going to bless us with what we need. I believe that with all my heart, soul, and mind. Allah going to bless us with everything that we need. You know, so let's keep teaching this message, you know, of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad and Rasulullah. Let's keep on teaching this message. And as long as we teach that message, you know, that there's only one creator and Prophet Muhammad is Allah's prophet, seal of the prophet, you know. It's gonna be all right. We got to know that it's all right. We got to act like it's all right. We got to feel that it's all right. You know, when we move and when we think, we gonna think that it's all right. You know, we not gonna ask Allah for something and don't believe that He don't answer our prayer. Well, you might as well not be praying to Allah. You might as well not ask them for nothing. If you don't believe it's going to happen. We believe that it's going to happen. And it's happening. We're not going to never give up. You can forget it. We're not going to never give up. You know. And inshallah, Allah going to gonna show you His light. He gonna perfect His light, and he said that the believers must win through. And I can't say I'm a believer, and I'm just trying to get over on the believer. No, that ain't no believer. But I'm just getting over on the believer. A believer is one that won for his brother and sister what he want for himself. If I got a nice home and got car and got money in the bank, then I want my brother and sister to have a nice home, nice car, money in the bank, and I'm not gonna believe that I'm gonna get it from the white man. I ain't gonna get it from him. He can't help me. He had the opportunity. I'm not looking for his help. He had his opportunity to be fair, so I'm not looking for his help. You know, but alhamdulillah, if he stays up, praise be to Allah. Then that's his blessing. If he straightened up, you know. But I don't have my hope in the Caucasian. I'm sorry, I don't have my hope in the Caucasian. I got my hope. I got my hope in my brothers and sisters. You know, they're working hard, striving to be upright, studying this Quran, practicing La ilaha illallah, Muhammad and Rasulullah. That's where I got my hope in. And I'm going to keep my hope in them. So praise be to Allah. We thank Allah for this opportunity. I'm gonna turn this back over to Akbar, and while I'm talking, I'm cooking, and praise be to Allah. I came to you in peace. I'm gonna leave you in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I got some ham. Put me a dish aside. I might be there.
I'm doing a lot, brother. I'm doing all this at once. Alhamdulillah, brother.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
That guy, he still calling, that don't give you that car, he still calling you.
The guy said you gonna give me the car? No, he called me every once in a while. Hey, boss,
you don't give up,
he called me. You do. He called me every once in a while, and last time I talked to him. I asked him, "Are you gonna give me my reparation?" And he didn't know what reparation was, so he acted like he didn't know what reparation was. He acted like he didn't know. So I said, "I don't even want to talk to you now because he's lying to me. You know that this country is in debt to us. You know.
Yeah.
You want to act like that? I don't even want to talk to you."
But I'm saying that they talking about giving those people in California, the reparation.
Oh, yeah. They moved a lot. They moved a lot. Tyreek told me that about 2 or 3 months ago, the brothers and sisters that are working for reparation is in California. They're putting it on the book.
Yes, sir. It'll pass it along. Now they got me going to give them.
Yeah. That's true.
Alhamdulillah,
brother. Alhamdulillah.
Like you said,
we gonna get it. We gonna get it, brother.
Already. Huh? Yes, sir. Believers already won through. So alhamdulillah.
We already won through. That's right.
Yes. So we hope that these other people catch up. They don't want that. But it's the day of judgment. You don't want that bad weather be in your state. weather pay up. You can't get away with that. Too many live people today. I hear young people talking about reparation. They should have been gave us that, you know.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, better late than never, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah. Okay, alhamdulillah. Anybody got anything they would like to say? Rocky, you got anything that you want to say? Rocky? Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, probably. Well, I'm afraid to do to Allah. We're going to stick with this code. We've been on this road for so long, we're not going to get off of it now.
Because
we know it's nothing but success. You know, it's nothing but success. It was showing all the rappers that have lost their life since Tupac and Biggie lost their life. There's a whole lot of them lost their life. Mm. That lady, her son was He was a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Owen, whatever his name, Bad, you know. They came to his house and shot him up guilty. But, you know, that's an ugly, you know. Yeah. So we know all this, something that we put ourselves through.
You can't
bend over
with no gangster.
Yeah, you ain't no gangster. You can't say it, thank God, man. Can't do it. But we pray to our Lord that this whole world change, turn itself around. Like you said, we're not looking. We don't look for the Caucasian to give us nothing. But like you told that Caucasian that time, every he's African American. He's on his knees and thank God. And thank God for forgiving me. I never forgot that. God, I mean, for what they done to us, and they know what they did to us. To see us doing to us in so many. So
yes,
we all our people wake up and we change this ugly picture. A lot of things, he's not going to do until we change. Within our, but I'll see. So,
yes, sir.
So that's the problem. We must learn to change the problem that they gave us, and that's in ourselves that we need to get out so we can come back to be in ourselves. But we're not being ourselves.
Yes,
looking at this wealthy country and only getting the crumbs from it. And then they trying to take the crumb, man. The food so high, you know. Everything done went up. I went to buy some blinds. I was paying $5 and $6. Now they $12. Everything done jumped up. And these people, I ain't nothing happen. I see them in the store. They be angry and dissatisfied, but they ain't saying a mumbling word about what's going on. They act like their tongue is tied. So Allah said he's not going to change our condition until we change what's in our heart about ourselves. And, you know, it's a different world. We come up mother with mother, father, trying to be fathers and people kind to each other, speak to each other. We had a better, even with the world full of problems, we had a better world to live in than these children now, because these children are smart as a whip, but they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do with their life. Because many of them think what the world done gave them, that they can make it without the creator of themselves. And I don't think we can. No, I can't. Well, all the praise is due to Allah. If Mrs. Akbar wants to say something, I mean, Mrs. Tujar wants to say anything.
She's back in the other room. She's way back
in the other room.
She
was in the other room. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. So alhamdulillah. Did your brother come? Did your brother come up? Two jobs.
Hi.
Your brother come up.
Did my brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. Him and his wife. Yeah, they came.
Alhamdulillah. That was beautiful.
Alhamdulillah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So alhamdulillah, it's been
well you know, rough. We didn't have no sad funeral, you know.
Did I what now?
I didn't let it be sad.
No,
I didn't let my sister have a sister have a sad funeral. We laughed and talked.
Did you have a funeral at the church?
Yes, sir. That's, okay. That's what I got a chance to say something. Yeah, I got a chance to say something. Mahasan, she said something,
mm-hmm.
you know. But they cut the line off, you know. Tyree didn't, he was going to say something, but he didn't say nothing. And we got a chance to say a few words. Praise be to Allah.
They could.
Yeah.
When you got through to cut the line off.
Yeah.
Turned out okay. Allah Akbar. Everybody left there happy. Allah Akbar.
Everybody left there happy. Yeah.
Allah
Akbar.
Praise be to Allah. So all praise due to Allah. Yeah, bro.
I'll be a witness and witness. Am I? You said go?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're a witness. And a witness of God, Lord, the character, the sustainer of all world, all systems of knowledge. We can identify all the problems of the world, America, individual, community. But the solution to all the world's problems and everyone's problems is in the Quran, is in the recital. Allah constructed his order to be confirmed of all solutions is inside of the Quran. Majority Christians cannot be Christians and are not Christians because of someone telling them to be Christian. Majority Christians are not Christians because they don't study their religion. Majority murders in America are Christian killing Christians. They have not been yet, our brothers, our Christian brothers and sisters have not been yet to be able to identify why they're Christian and also to be able to identify the language of Christianity, the word of God. They have not yet been able to utilize the word of God in Christianity to utilize their faith in the oneness of God. It's a phrase, it's a wrongful phrase that we all know that says, do not be held accountable for yourselves. Jesus Christ died for your sin. So if I can focus your mind on that phrase, you're not going to be focused on the laws of Christianity, the commandments of God Almighty. It's going to force your mind to withhold your own ignorance. So, and it's the same, not just in Christianity, but it's the same in Islam. Majority of Muslims, do not know the Quran. And I'm not saying in criticizing brothers for speaking Arabic. Oh, you want to learn Arabic, learn it.
but to understand the Quran, the word of Allah, to apply it, not just in the individual lives, but the individual family lives in the community. You find that Allah is, in all of his rules and regulations, you find Allah is one of the most justiceful gods. He is the God. You find that he's stern in punishment. You find that his mercy extends over the heavens and the earth. He is so merciful, not only did he, this is for the believer, not just the believer, not just the Muslim, but it's for every soul that he creates, every servant. Now this, he is so merciful. He give us more mercy with the prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Lord don't know what I said. I said, peace and blessings be upon him. We send salutations over the one that God chose to give his word to. That's a mercy for us. But majority Muslims don't know the Quran. Majority. And majority Muslims are Muslims because of their parents. Their parents. Majority Christians are Christians because of their parents. It's one thing when you say, Ashhadu ila ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. It's one thing when you say, I bear witness that there's only one God but God. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings be upon him, is the last final seal of the Prophet. Because once you accept accountability for your own, then your accountability for your own is not only accepted, but you have to learn what you just said. You have to learn it. You can't be Muslim with bad attitude. If you have bad attitudes, you need to change them. Quick, fast, and hurry. Because bad attitudes is a friend of Shaitan, a friend of Shayateen, a friend of Lucifer. Whatever the problem may be.
No big.
Whatever the problem may be of an individual or a community.
You want no more?
No.
Huh? You have to be able to learn the Quran. I'm not saying, say he God is one. He begets that knows he begotten. And there is none alike unto him. So what does it mean for me to apply it in my life? What does it mean for the Ummah, to the community, to apply it in our lives? To understand it. Imam Muhammad, Allah chose Imam Warfi Muhammad over all Imams throughout the world, even America. Because Allah gave him the understanding. The understanding of Quran, Rasulullah, and why we here, why the Allah put us here on this earth, so that we can utilize our religion and our everyday lives, regardless of whatever the circumstances may be. But we can't say that we are far one of the globe. We are on front row of the world. But we're sitting down because we don't understand the Quran. And majority, Musallas, are scared to teach it. They don't want to teach that book. They want to teach the doctrine. Majority preachers don't want to teach teach what Christ has taught. They want to teach their doctrine. You know why? Because they want control of the people. This is a new day in America. Well, Bohemianism. Islam frees you. Islam makes you a bohemian. It makes you a free spirit to think of. You want order? Then start with Allah, Rasulullah. Then have the order to understand what Allah and Rasulullah is and why Allah makes it so important for us to follow our Shahada saying, our Shahada. Then we got brothers, you know, all in Arabic, but ain't using none of it. And everybody running up to them because they speak Arabic, but don't understand nothing they saying and don't understand the language of Allah. Japan or like the island. Don't encourage them to stay up all the world. So I advise the Ummah, the individual, to study your book. This is the best time that God Almighty sent down the revelation for us to study. To study. And apply what you're studying in your life. In your life. And if we as Muslims don't take our religion serious, then what makes you think anybody else will? If the Christians are not taking their religion serious. The Christians. So why aren't we? So I advise everyone to study. Look it up. You don't know what it means? Look it up. Look it up. And understand why Allah gave us this Quran. He gave it to us for guidance. And we all should be wanting to be guided, right?
Right.
We should all be wanting guidance. And the guidance Allah has already gave to us. He gave us the Quran. He gave us guidance. We ain't using it. So we allow give the servants mercy. May he give us forgiveness. May he give us salvation for hellfire. And may he give us our common sense back so that we can finish our mission as believers. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you. Brother Sujah, you want to close out? Brother Sujah. Sujah. Rakeem, would you close out?
Yes, sir. Our laws do not place on us a burden. We have not the strength to bear. Pardon us. Give us and help us. Help us get those who deny the truth. I mean.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. At 10 o'clock, Tyree Prayer coming out of Detroit from the Lifeline. At 10 o'clock tonight. Okay, everybody, may Allah continue to bless our Ramadan fast, and may Allah continue to bless us all. Assalamu alaikum. Lifeline number. That's the number.